Namaste everyone, welcome to another fitness video. This time is going to be about supplements, and we are going to talk about what works, what does not work, and what, you know, can give you the best bang for your buck. Yeah, cost versus benefit, best bang for your buck. We are going to talk about supplements for both men and women. And whatever I'm going to say is going to be based off on my own personal experience, stuff that I've tried and I know kind of works. And also there's scientific evidence to back it up. And also I'm going to try to talk about a few particular supplements which do not work and have no scientific backing as to them working in the human body. If you're wasting money on them, hopefully after watching this video, like, you'll stop doing that. First of all, I just wanted to put this out there that supplements are not the end all solution to, you know, either building muscle or losing fat, whatever you're trying to achieve. You have to work on your health on a wholesome level. Overall, you have to work on your diet and your training or your lifestyle, because, or your habits, because those are the things that make up your health. The supplements are only supposed to give you a little bit of a push or an extra edge or something like that. Do not fall into fads, or like, do not start believing things like this supplement helps you build muscle or this supplement helps you lose fat, because I'm not saying that they do not work at all, but all supplements work only up to a certain degree. There is no supplement that can really just eradicate all your fat or build you a ton of muscle in one, you know, fucking week, because only steroids can do that, and that is something that you don't want to be messing with. Like, that's a different, completely different topic. But if you're talking about supplements, they're just going to give you a little bit of a performance boost, or, you know, give you a little bit of an edge. Let's talk about protein. A lot of people ask me that which protein should I buy, and is protein a healthy supplement? First of all, realize this, that protein is not a supplement, all right? Protein is food. It's one of the three basic macronutrients: carbohydrates, fats, and protein. That's what makes up food. If you're falling short of protein in your diet, because let's say either you're a vegan, or if you're in India, you probably have a vegetarian-based diet, or, you know, if you're somebody who doesn't consume a lot of meat or fish, then you might fall short on protein, and you can buy protein powder, which again is food. It's made from most probably milk, because it'll be whey, or if it's a vegan protein powder, it'll be made from green peas or rice, or, you know, some vegan source like that. You can supplement with protein to hit your food requirements. Overall, it's not really a supplement, so let's not worry about that. Second, yes, it is not unhealthy, all right? If you're buying from a reliable source and you know what you're buying, then it is not unhealthy. As part of a balanced diet, as part of a healthy lifestyle, it is very, very good, and it's going to help you be healthier, fitter, leaner, muscular, whatever you want to be. That's protein out of the way. Let's come to the muscle building supplements, all right? There's a ton of shit that is marketed under the muscle building thing, all right? And it's all bullshit, to be honest. Most of it is complete bullshit. The whole supplement industry works on marketing, and they'll market like, this research proves that, you know, this muscle grows by 376.53% if you put this supplement up your ass and, you know, like, brush your teeth in the morning or some shit like that. It doesn't happen. Trust me, I've tried it. The number one supplement that actually works and does help in strength, endurance, and, you know, building muscle and stuff like that is creatine. It's been around for over 30-40 years. It's been studied time and again. You see immediate noticeable effects in the gym within a week of starting to consume it, and it is safe. It is a naturally occurring thing. Your body anyway gets creatine from food, but supplementing with creatine really helps for endurance athletes, for strength athletes, for, you know, all kinds of people who are trying to, you know, achieve some results in the gym. The way it works is it helps you in regenerating your ATP stores, and ATP is the primary source of energy in the muscle, in your mitochondria, if I'm not wrong. ATP is adenosine triphosphate, and when it gets used, it loses one molecule or something of phosphate, and it becomes adenosine diphosphate. And the creatine basically helps you regenerate the whole thing by giving back a phosphate molecule and converting it back into ATP. Some shit like that, I don't know, but yeah, it works, all right? Men, women, everybody can benefit from it. Your weight might increase a little bit because you will start retaining water because of creatine. It's completely fine. It's not fat, all right? It's just water weight. So don't worry about that, and you will notice very good effects in the gym. Second, the best thing about creatine is it's the cheapest, probably one of the cheapest supplements around. It is cheap, it is affordable, and it's easily available. I don't think it's banned in any country or any place. So it delays your exhaustion, helps you in regenerating your energy stores and pushing out a few extra reps or running a little bit longer. That's the only muscle building supplement I'm going to talk about because it really works for everybody. It actually gives you measurable results compared to all other things that are, you know, maybe just giving you a little bit of an edge and they're not really worth the cost. So let's move on to the next category that I would like to talk about, and that is micronutrients. Micronutrients are very important because they make sure that your body is functioning healthily and all the processes in your body are running properly. For both men and women, it is very important to keep a check that you are not falling short on your micronutrients. And most probably, the number one micronutrient that people fall short on is vitamin D. Vitamin D you primarily get from exposure to sunlight, and most of us are modern slaves who are either working in the office under a roof or are traveling via public transport or a car. And like, if you're a brown person or if you're in India, you probably don't go out in the sun because you'll burn to a crisp. And if you're a white person, you probably don't go in the sun because you'll probably get cancer or burn like a tomato or something. My main point is that a lot of us do not get sufficient amount of vitamin D exposure. And it is an essential vitamin to have. And it also helps you in the absorption of calcium. So it keeps your bones healthy and everything. Like, it has a ton of benefits. Google that if you need to find out, but basically make sure to know that, you know, your vitamin D is not falling short. If you're really worried about it, you can get a test done, like a blood test. But if you don't want to spend money, what you can do is you can put your daily food that you eat into an online nutrition calculator, let's say, such as there's nutritiondata.com. you can put it over there, whatever you eat each and every day, and it'll tell you how much of each micronutrient, macronutrient you're getting. And if you're falling short, it'll tell you, and it'll also suggest foods that you can have to, let's say, you know, increase your vitamin D uptake if you're falling short on vitamin D. I kind of got carried away with vitamin D, but basically it is a very important thing, and it like really leads to a lot of problems in a lot of people when they come to us, and we find out that it's basically that they're falling short in that. That's why they're feeling either lethargic or, you know, low energy, or they don't have concentration. Like, it, all of this happens because of micronutrient deficiencies. So you want to make sure that you're getting sufficient micronutrients. Investing in a thing, you know, a cheap thing such as a multivitamin or something is not a bad idea, provided that you know that you're not overdosing on vitamins, because they can also become toxic for you. So make sure that you know what you're doing. Next thing I would like to talk about is omega-3 fats. Omega-3 fats are essential to have as part of your diet. And if you do not get them through, let's say, sources that have omega-3, such as, I think, fish is probably the best source, or any kind of seafood, then it is definitely a good idea to supplement with omega-3 supplements. Again, loads of supplements available. Check whatever's available easily for you and is cheap. And also make sure that you check that it is an omega-3, which is not in ethyl ester form. Ethyl ester is a kind of a form in which a lot of omega-3 supplements are sold, and there is some science around it that it is not really that well digested by the human body, and you're basically wasting your money. So try to make sure that you get it in the triglyceride form. If you want to know more about this, Google it. Make sure that you supplement with omega-3. Men, women, everybody benefits from it. A lot of benefits: skin quality, hair quality, heart health, endless amounts of benefits. So omega-3 for your health as part of your fatty acids in your diet, vitamins and minerals, and along with that, your creatine for muscle building. Another thing I would like to talk about is iron, and I would like to talk about that specifically for women. Women tend to lose a lot of iron through either menstruation, or, you know, they generally also have lesser iron, I think, in their blood. I think their bone density is also lesser, so the vitamin D will help. But basically, iron supplementation might be useful for women who, you know, are kind of falling on the anemic side and can suffer from anemia. So it might be beneficial to also, if you're doing, let's say, a test for vitamin D, or if you're checking your nutrition online, might be useful to make sure that you check your iron levels and that you are, you know, maintaining healthy levels of iron in your body. Now, in terms of fat loss, I haven't tried a lot of supplements for fat loss. Actually, I've tried only one thing, which is yohim bean. Now, it's basically a supplement which is extracted, like, it's a compound which is extracted from the bark of a tree which grows only in Africa. It is supposed to help you mobilize stubborn fat. So the fat which you find difficult to lose, such as for men, it'll be in their lower abdominal area or their lower back. For women, it'll be their hips and thighs. Yohim bean is supposed to free up your fatty cells more, and it's supposed to make it easy to use those fatty cells for energy production in your body. So that is the quoted benefit of yohim bean. Does it work or not? I don't know for fat loss if it works or not, but as a guy, I'll tell you what it works for, and it is for erections. It like gives you more erections each and every day, and along with that, it reduces your refractory period between your sex sessions. So if you're somebody like me, who's a sexual powerhouse, and if you like going at it again and again and again, the refractory period, the rebound period which it takes for you to go from round one into round two reduces. You get erections more often, and you get a boner pretty quickly. So it might be beneficial for populations who have some kind of erectile issues to look into a supplement like that. But in terms of fat loss, I would say, first of all, Yohimbine is a supplement that you want to be really, really careful of. A lot of people get extremely bad anxiety with it and really bad palpitation, like their heartbeat goes fucking nuts. It has to be used very carefully if you're combining it with other stimulants such as, let's say, caffeine. Talking about caffeine, so be careful about Yohimbine. Talking about caffeine, let's mention that also as a supplement, which is very, very useful to boost your performance in the gym, because caffeine really is a stimulant that is most easily available. Like, you don't even need to buy a supplement, just have black coffee before the gym or before your training session. And caffeine has been, again, proven time and again to, like, make you train for longer and also kind of give you a push. And overall just make you feel more alert, more fresh. I mean, you know, you probably are used to drinking coffee anyway, most of you guys out there. You can use coffee or caffeine intelligently in the gym. And if you do not want to buy a supplement of caffeine, instant coffee powder, like the stuff which is very cheap, I think per gram of coffee, it has around 30 mg of caffeine. And if you're a healthy adult male, you know, you want to aim for around anywhere between 150 to 200, 250 max mg of caffeine in one dose. But again, I'm no doctor, so check this shit out for yourself. You can get it from around 6-7 grams of instant coffee powder in your cup. So if you've got a food weighing scale, use caffeine, get strong, all right? Caffeine and kilos, that should be your motto in the gym. So these are a few supplements, guys, that I have tried personally and they work. And now I'm going to talk about a few that I have spent loads of money on and came to find out that they actually don't work.